Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Is anything worse than a sinus infection when your head feels like a bowling ball, where you're like, if you have a choice of cutting your head off versus not cutting your head off, you're close to making that decision? Well, we have been missing out, population, on one of the best tools to clear the sinuses. And if you don't have a fear of taking a salty solution and swirling it in your nose, or as Holly likes to call it, a nervous neti, if you are a nervous neti and that makes you nervous, then you will do great, because the neti pot, it seems too good to be true, but this is a tool that has worked for sinuses for hundreds of years and many, many countries around the world, and it's gaining popularity finally in America. But we're still a little nervous, right, Holly?
Oh my gosh. Every time, like, look, here's the deal. Washing with saline solution your nasal passages removes offending particles that are caught in the nose. It helps prevent allergic reactions, respiratory illnesses. I mean, it's amazing. And every time, and I kind of catch myself sometimes, but I'm usually pretty sensitive to where people are at and if I'm introducing something new, because hardly ever will I recommend anything to my patients that I haven't already done, whether it's a detoxification or, you know, something certainly a nasal washing. And people will look at me because this time of the year, colds and flu season, this is a very powerful recommendation for me. And it's a very prominent recommendation for me. And I have a good percentage of my patients look at me like I have six heads, like, nope, I am not going to do that. And I've started to understand that there's fear around it. Because what I tell them, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I'm like, look, this, I talk about the physiology and the cilia, and there's things that are caught, and we can prevent all of this. And actually, you know, we can expedite healing if we clean these out. And I think the things that, go ahead.
Well, don't you find it funny that people aren't scared of taking an addicting chemical and shooting it up there 3-4 times a day that you can only do like every few hours or you're going to get addicted, right? Versus salt water. I mean, it's really a little weird if you back up from it and you say, oh, this has this nice red label on it. You shoot it up there. It's toxic chemicals. You don't even know what's in it versus salt water.
No, but I love that you say that, because guess what? One of those little things that you're talking about, so let's say a nasal spray, because one of the things that I feel, even though the neti pot is so wonderful, is that there is a downside. And contrary to the nasal spray that you're talking about, it sprays up your nose, and that spray defies gravity and you're fine. You get it, you unscrew the cap, swish, 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 that's it, go about your business, take a couple sniffs, you're done. Guess what? With the neti, the washer, my patients must bend over, turn their head to the side, pour this solution into one nostril, hoping it will flow out the other side. There's a fear of drowning. There's a fear of getting boogers all over them. There's a fear. I mean, there's all sorts of just goopy, you know, gross fear of mucus and, like, you know, and so that's what I found. And so you're right. I think that this is not that much of an easy process like a nasal spray, but it's so much less caustic and it's so much more effective.
And you won't drown. I mean, it's not waterboarding.
It is not. No, but here's some of the solution. Okay. Some of the solutions that I put into place, because look, fear is real for people, and I could talk them through it, and guess what? But I think that there are a variety of squeeze bottles available that you could actually use, and it could provide the user more comfort, more control, more convenience, and it will just still have that effectiveness. And I think the other thing too is really important, because I have tried to coach people into making their own solutions, okay, with table salt or Himalayan crystal salt. And I'm like, yes, you can do that. And I try to give them the right dosages of salt to water. But my experience is that my patient came back, and one of the things that they hated about the neti pot and the whole idea of nasal washing is that they did not create the right concentration. It became very irritable to the sensitive mucous membranes, and it turned them off to the process.
That concentration, is there a simple formula that we can give the listeners? Because I don't know it offhand, do you?
You know, so I usually use, this is what I say, about three quarters of the cup of the neti pot with just warm water with a fourth of a teaspoon. I use Himalayan crystal salt. You can use table salt. But there's also quality pre-measured packets of buffered salt.
I like those.
That you can, yes, because that, you start out with it as an isotonic, okay? That means that's the same pH as the nose to get used to it. And then you can gradually move up onto hypertonic, which is would be saltier than the nose, because that is really where the most effective washing experience comes from. And especially if we're doing it with children, you really want it to go in smoothly at first. That's really, because we want people to stay compliant. We want people to use these inexpensive, very effective, and no harm creating methods to help them with respiratory infections and prevention.
As well as something to do at 3 a.m. My patients have to have things. They wake up at 3 a.m. They have to have things that can get them better. When stores aren't readily available, they can go to their cabinet and they can do this. A couple of things that I've done in my practice, Holly, is I will sell patients, it's very inexpensive, saline solution, because I have saline in IV bags or I have saline in bottles, and I will just sell it out of there, and it's very inexpensive, so they have it at home, so they don't have to worry about the pre-measuring. But also most Walgreens and CVS places, they'll have pre-mixed saline, because I agree with you. It's in dry climates or moist climates, and there's no perfect climate. So in whatever climate you're in, you still have to have that perfect mixture of salt to water to make sure not to dry out these sinuses and add to the problem. So I really like these pre-mixed salines. It makes it simple, especially because, again, my patients wake up and it's usually inopportune times when this happens and they need to start flushing these sinuses.
No, I think that's a great point. And I think sometimes the less that people need to do, the greater the chances that they are going to actually grab a hold of that modality and run with it. And, you know, I also want to give a shout out. This kind of like washing your hair on your head, washing the nasal hair, the cilia inside your upper respiratory tract, you know, it can be somewhat like, I'm going to do this twice a month. You know, you can just sort of tick that in, because that's prevention, especially living in any sort of smog-like area where there's air pollution or you're prone to allergies. I think keeping those cilia strong, making sure that they are first-line defense to get things out, making sure this is prevention. You don't have to wait until you get a cold or a flu or a sinus irritation or congestion or infection to do this. This is prevention is the cure.
Yeah, and we got to cut down. An additional piece is these sinus sufferers are doing way too many antibiotics. I mean, they are doing 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 courses. And these are people that part of your routine, you brush your teeth, you wash your nose. And it may need to be that way for a little while until you reestablish good, healthy mucous membranes and clean cilia. But it's amazing, because I've seen people who do it as a habit because they've had such terrible sinuses. And they do. They brush their teeth, and then all of a sudden I see, whoa, hello. And all of a sudden they're pouring water through their nose. And they're like, oh, yeah, I do this every night at bed, and I haven't had a sinus infection since. It's great. It's simple. And you get in that habit, and you got to stay away from the antibiotics. We have to make those moves.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, when you just keep taking antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic, when you get a sniffle, you are completely ruining your internal immune system and making things worse. You are not going to have those good bacteria that propagate so much of your immune system in your gut, healthy, ready to go. And you're also going to, I think, encourage the mutation of these viruses to be stronger and resistant to many of the things that and their viruses, not so great with an antibiotic.
But don't forget, a lot of these infections in the sinuses are fungus as well. It's going to help you with that. We are talking about the Nervous Neti. This is the Neti pot. Removes offending particles, washes the hair particles or the cilia in your nose. And there's no need for fear. No need for fear. You will not drown. Dr. Holly was mentioning that you can use squeeze bottles instead of the traditional pot. Bend over, pour it in. 3/4 cup of water, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, or use pre-measured saline that you get in stores or a bag of saline from your doctor that will work just as well. I feel a blog coming on. You will see at the Radio MD blog. We're going to put this formula out there. This is Dr. Weiss. We are Radio MD. Check out those blogs.